My name is Gaia. I'm 26. I'm a street artist and a muralist. I graduated from sculpture at the Maryland Institute College of Art. What I do is street art, and this is an illegal practice that is not a codified language. It is essentially for, quote unquote, everyone. And of course, that therein gets into a conversation about visual literacy. But I began my practice as someone who sort of psychogeographically navigated cities looking for fallow spaces, sort of biking and or driving in the wake of creative destruction, very much often entering disenfranchised communities and developing conversations about place. That has eventually led me to striving to also be a part of the contemporary mural circuit, which of course necessitates a kind of, how would you call it, a professional outlook and or a kind of dismantling of the anonymous myth. And then having gone from navigating places in search of spots to therein asking, why is the urban environment the way it is? Nothing in the built environment is organic. They're all decisions that are inclusionary and exclusionary. That has very much led me to trying to bring a philosophy according to New Muralism that really is place-based and site-generated without succumbing to the constraints of community and those that are actually excluded in the conversation of community. We are here at the Civil and Human Rights Center in front of a mural that I just finished after starting a week ago, based on the hashtag, if they gun me down, which is followed by the statement, which photo would the media use? And this is a hashtag that was developed by a gentleman in Ferguson. The purpose and the intention of the hashtag, if they gun me down, is to show someone sort of taking control of their own visualization or their own representation through very much the opposite of top-down national media. Through a social media platform, people are disseminating their own images. And if they gun me down became one of the biggest trending hashtags on Twitter and Instagram throughout this year, and has really became a galvanizing focal point for this rising and new and still growing and forming contemporary civil rights movement in response to brutality by authority. So the piece that I'm standing in front of is a 14 foot high by about 70 foot long wall. It is on the first floor of the Civil and Human Rights Center, adjacent to the King Papers and King Collection, and to their project and performance spaces. It begins with four comparisons that I personally found on Instagram, really perusing and scouring the hashtag, searching for people who I thought politics were real and genuine and authentic and weren't being jocular or making fun of the situation at hand. And then I proceeded to ask permission for my being able to use it in the mural. We began on the far left with a comparison that was provided by a collaborator of mine named Brandon Buxton. His handle is bbuxton93. And I had actually approached Brandon, and he was down to kind of also learn how to implement these kinds of works on a large scale. So we started in my studio and began the process of painting the first comparison. I used our initial piece that we did collaboratively together and used the image that we developed as the first juxtaposition on the far left. It then proceeds past a foreground of ruins from Persepolis, which is where Cyrus the Great was buried, and extends to another comparison by a man named Cruel Year, who is from Atlanta, and he provides a juxtaposition of him throwing up his hands in the back of a car in the gesture of holding a chopper or a gun, and then him in a graduation gown. And his comparison is crowned by his own words that say, If they gun me down, what picture would they choose? Would they paint me as an honor graduate or a bandana wearing thug? And that proceeds further along with the ruinous foreground to the Cylinder of Cyrus, which is considered the impetus of human rights as we understand it in our modern day conception. Although this fact is disputed by scholars, considering every Persian king did issue such a decree on what is a cylinder with cuneiform writing expounding the virtues of the new ascension to the throne, but this one in particular explains that all those underneath his new dominion will not have to fear the persecution of practicing their own beliefs and religions. And so this is considered a moment of pretty unique tolerance and is actually used in the narrative of explaining the lineage of human rights and now the modern conception of civil rights. And then it goes on to two more comparisons of military personnel who have posted to this phenomenon as well. What I want people to get out of this work when they encounter it at the center is simply to understand the complexity and to be given the reminder of the complexity of humanity. Self-expression is not a crime, and how you look does not render you a criminal. You are a criminal when you have committed a crime, and yet simultaneously, the capacity for forgiveness is the only way, and the capacity for understanding and empathy is the only manner in which we will be able to avoid tremendous conflict in this country.